This is not a time of retreat, says the Spirit of the Lord. This is a time to run towards your enemy. This is a time to speak the word like never before. This is a time not to retreat from the enemy, but to retreat into prayer. Stay in the place of prayer. Stay in the place of fasting. Set your affections upon me, says the Spirit of the Lord. Stay in that place and give no ground to the enemy. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They wandered in the wilderness and solitary places, and they found no city of dwelling to dwell in. Hungered and thirsted, their souls fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way that they might go into a city of habitation. And again, that is one of those cities of habitation is the family prayer center. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, you're in a good place.
You're in a good place.
I will declare, Psalms 2 verse 7 says this, and this is what we're doing this morning. I will declare the decree. What decree? The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Now this is a prophecy given to Christ, but it's also ours. Upon his resurrection, this was pronounced over him. The Father said, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thy inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Let's stand for just a moment. We're going to ask of him. We're going to make this an active lesson. You've got family members. We've got friends. Immokalee is coming into revival. So we're asking. The word says that teaches us. The first thing is we've got to ask. We're asking for this bread. I'm asking you to ask with me. So will you say this, Father?
Father,
I'm asking you
for the heathen.
I'm asking you to bring in this great harvest like never before. Use the anointing that is coming from this place. Let your glory and presence be so strong that they feel it over on 2nd Street. We pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, no one escapes this. And in
Jesus' name,
the anointing goes into every place, to the crack houses, to the places of where they need Christ more than anybody else. We say in
Jesus' name,
they are born again.
In
Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you can be seated. Isaiah 43, you can turn there with me. This is just more of our decreeing and speaking around us concerning the anointing and releasing this presence over our area. We're going to get down to verse 6, but I'll read this. Now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Listen. And what we're headed for, there is a lot going on to stop us in the spirit realm. But here's our promise. When you pass through the waters, when you go through the rivers, they'll not overflow you. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through right now, don't stop. On the other side of it is the victory that we're calling the revival. And what Jim brought out this week was incredible. We're believing for, you know, I thank God for all of that's going on in the different campuses across the United States. But thank God for the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John revival. That's what we're believing for. We're believing for the Acts revival. And as we continue to stand in this place together, we know this, and I know, you know, I get the privilege, I guess it's a privilege, I know it is, to know a lot about different things that people are going through. But I can tell you this, and also as one that has been challenged in certain ways because of the outpouring in the last several months, the word says here is, when you walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Here's a promise. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. He's talking about what he's given. I gave Egypt for ransom, Ethiopia, Sheba for thee, talking about our inheritance. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable. I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, I am with thee. Here's our promise. This is where I wanted to get to. I will bring thy seed from the east. Hallelujah. And gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up. Give up. Hallelujah. That's the north, that direction, I believe, where we're standing. Would you point that direction and say, give up. Everything that's ours, in souls, and in born again. Hallelujah. Give up, and to the south keep not back. Bring forth my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. We're standing in a place. We're saying, Lord, let the heavens open. Lord, we thank you for the angelic host. This is another thing that we deploy. Jim was talking about that this week. You know, it's one thing to hear these messages. It's another thing to begin to actively do them. And I thought we would actively do some of the things that we had heard this past week. So if we have an angelic army available for us, and they're going to fight for you in whatever you're going through, and they're going to fight for us as a church to win and to receive this outpouring, let's do that now. Amen. I'm just going to pray and you agree with me. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you've given us this angelic host. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those to whom shall be heirs of salvation? The word also says they hearkened to the voice of your word. And so, Lord, here is the voice of your word. Angels, angels,
angels,
go forth.
Go forth.
War.
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 War in the name of Jesus.
War in the name of
Jesus. Against those.
Against those spirits
that are coming against my life in the name of Jesus. The word says, let the angel of the Lord pursue them. Let them find no place for footing. Let them be in slippery places. And let the angel of the Lord pursue them and persecute them. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. Bring forth. Praise God. Listen to this. Bring forth the blind people. that have eyes, and the deaf who have ears. Well, we know that he's talking about salvation and this spiritual inheritance. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Whom among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say it is truth. Now listen. This is let me go to the next scripture here. Okay. I already read Psalms 2, right? Is that correct? I did? I did? Yes, I thought so. Okay. Let's go to Ezekiel. Another place that I want us to look at as far as our going in and what we are to expect. Ezekiel chapter 47. I didn't tell you where, did I? This is a prophetic, it's a vision that he saw, but I believe it's very prophetic for us. I believe it's very prophetic for the church. Look at Ezekiel 47 verse 1. It says, afterwards he brought me again unto the door of the house, seeing a vision of the temple, but where the glory of God begins to, this is our city of habitation, where the glory of God is going to the area of Immokalee. And behold, the waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood towards the east, and the waters came down from under the right side of the house, the south side of the altar. Now, this might not mean a whole lot at this point, but I want you to watch how the anointing transitions here. Then he brought me out of the way of the gate northward, and he led me about the way without unto the utter gate, by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand, he's seeing a vision from the eastward, and measured 1,000 cubits and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles. This is where we're at. I believe this is where America's at. I believe this is where the revival's at. I believe the Gen Z's are going into something. They're feeling the ankle-deep water of the presence of God. But we're headed to something more. It's more than salvation. It's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's the power of signs and wonders and miracles. Hallelujah. Then he says here, the man had the line in his hand. He measured 1,000 cubits. He brought me to the waters were to the ankles. And again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. He's proceeding further and further into the presence of the Lord. And the waters were to the knees. And again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters to the loins. See how the water's just rising. This is the anointing. And afterwards he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, and the waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. Hallelujah. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Come with a river, Lord, of your presence. It was a passage that Jim shared this week about that, the river of God. And he said unto me, son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. And now when I had returned, behold, the bank of the river, wherever many trees on one side and on the other. Then he said unto me, these waters issue out towards the east country, and go down into the desert, and go down into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything, everybody say everything, everything, that everything that liveth, which moveth whithersoever the waters shall come, shall live. And there shall be a great multitude of fish. Hallelujah. A great multitude of fish. Holy Spirit, Lord, let this glory come. Let it flow so that all of Immokalee is born again. These are the fish. Every place that this river touches, on both sides of the bank, wherever it's at, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. And everything shall live whithersoever or whether the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from En-Gedi even to Eglaim, and they shall have a place to spread their nets, and their fish shall be according to their kind, and the fish of great sea exceeding many. But the miry places thereof, and there's a lot to be taught here, and I'm just skipping over, and the marshes thereof shall be healed, and they shall be given to salt. And by the river upon the bank thereof, in the sides and on the sides, shall grow all the trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his month, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Hallelujah. Praise God for the medicine of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Would you just stand with me? Hallelujah. We exalt you, Jesus. Let's just go back into worship just a little bit.
Worship him out of your spirit, out of pureness of heart. Give him praise. I love you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Love you, Jesus. Praise you.
I give worship to you.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Worship to you.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
For your name.
Glory be to God. Jesus, come. Oh, kingdom of God, come. Kingdom of God, come. Our Father who art in heaven, holy, 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 holy is your name. Come, kingdom of God, come. My Father in heaven, holy is your name. Holy and magnificent is your name. We worship you for your grace, for your glory, for your peace. We worship you, Father, for the blood of Christ that has redeemed us, sanctified our spirits, and we are joined here with Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, come. This little church, saturated with the Holy Spirit, may we never ever be the same, Father. May we be as those that love not their life to the death, Father. May we count all things but dung, Lord, that we may gain Christ and be found in him, Lord. May we be as those that love not their life till the death, Father. May we be as those, Father, this little church that love not their life till the death, Father. Take us, Holy Spirit. Purchase, sir. Enlarge our hearts with the word of God. Edify our spirits with your edification, Father. We would hunger and thirst every single day for more of you, Father. the nights would be sleepless, Father. Would wake up in the morning just to be with you, to encounter you, to worship you, to speak your word, Father. Oh, kingdom of God, come. Kingdom of God, come. May we be as those that love not their life to the death. Take us, Holy Spirit. May we be as those that comes with a fight, but we love the fight because we win, Lord. May we be as those that love not their life till the death, receiving the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your grace. And out of our spiritual habitation, we praise you. In this physical habitation, we give you praise, Lord, for every saint of God here, Father. Oh, Father, we're not here by accident. We're here to encounter more of kingdom, Father. Revival, come, kingdom, come, Lord. That we would be as they that love, listen, saints, it would be as they that love not their life to the death. That we would count all things but dung. Take us there, Holy Spirit. Purge our hearts. Purge us of us. Be vessels that lay down their life for the kingdom of God, Father, as we die daily, Lord. Oh, Father, we worship you and thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, saints of God, don't take these moments lightly. They're sacred. Don't take them lightly. Run with it. Embrace it. Go home today. Ask Father, Father, what would you have me to do? Can I wake up a little earlier, Lord? Can I cut the TV off, Father? Would you have me fast a meal this day, Lord? Would you have me fast two meals, Lord? I give you my life, Father. You indwell me already, but Lord, I want to give you my life. My time, my body, my quietness. Consider, saints of God, what he would have you do. Ask him, Lord, what would you have me do? Prayer-wise. What would you have me do? Fasting-wise. Ask him, saints of God. He'll answer you. We love you, Jesus. I'm trying my best to be quiet. Love you, Jesus. Ask him even now. Just bow your little heads, close your eyes, say, Father, what would you have of me, Lord? What would you have of me? Another 15 minutes of prayer. 1 John just one more time. Oh, Lord, fill us that we would hunger and thirst after righteousness. The grace to be, Lord, as those that love not their life till the death, Lord. That we, Father, would count all things but dung to know him, Lord. I thank you so much, Lord Jesus, for your grace and your mercy. For the beloved that are here, Father. Oh, Father, we worship you. We praise you. If there's anyone here today that never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you said, I've never made the conscious decision to ask Christ into my heart. There's an inclination inside me to ask this, saying, I don't know if I would be with Christ today forever or not. If something were to happen to me, today's your day, friend. I invite you to give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. If anyone here today, through the airwaves, I ask of you, what a time to give your life to Christ. It's free. It costs you nothing but faith in your heart and the confession of your mouth. Christ did everything. With every eye, head bowed, every eye closed, if that's you today, with no one looking around, if you've never received Christ into your heart as Lord and Savior, today is your day. Over the airwaves in this church, I do not know. If that's you, let's just say this together as a family. Say, Holy Father, I come to you today, a sinner. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. I repent of it. Jesus, you are Savior of the world. You are the express image of God. Forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Wash me with your blood. Jesus, today I give you my life. Eternal life is all mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's all stand. We're going to rest tonight. We had a full week. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer, please come up and see me afterwards. Please. And if there's anyone online, contact us. Let us know. We'll do everything we can to help you out, get you started in a discipleship program that'll really help you out. Hallelujah. Father, we bless today. Holy Spirit, we love you, Lord. We love you, Holy Spirit. And we just commit this body to you. Father, lead us, guide us. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thy will be done.
Hallelujah.
Just as it is in heaven, let it be on this earth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Forgive us of our debts. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and ever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give somebody a great big hug. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.